Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Today on Getting Real with the Housewives, Alexia Echeverria reveals the worst housewife on Ultimate Girls Trip.
She came into the group, you know, being the snooze fest and the boring and just kind of like just calling attention in a negative way.
Plus, Andy Cohen reveals why he yelled at Larsa Pippen. Caroline Manzo speaks out about Brandi Glanville. And Lisa Rinna reveals what life is like without Housewives cameras. We've got that plus so much more on today's Getting Real with the Housewives. Hey guys, Christina Yarbaldi here with Us Weekly executive producer Mandy Camp. And welcome to another week of Getting Real with the Housewives. Big Jersey week.
Better this week. I thought it was better. I enjoyed it definitely a little bit more. They have a lot of parties, these ladies. I love the good party.
They do have nothing like a good Jersey Shore party.
Yeah.
Before we recap it all, we got to see what you guys had to say about last week's show. Will says, I agree with both of you. The season of Jersey isn't bad, but because we all know how the season is going to end, the viewers already want to see the last episode to see the dramatic finale. We do have a lot more drama coming between Danielle Cabral and Jackie and Teresa versus Rachel. I think that if Jersey were to survive for the future, it's time to fire Melissa and Joe Gorga. Only then we will see the new Jersey of yore. I mean, that's pretty much exactly what we said last week. It's definitely some time for some changes.
Definitely. And we see a little bit this week with the new housewives, so we'll get into that later when we do our recap. Lovey said, Bill wants out. I can see it on his face. Every episode, she's either blind or in denial. She's also taking her anger out on anyone that looks sideways. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah.
Agree.
I do love a good Bill drunk moment, though.
Love a good Bill drunk moment. We should do like a montage of like all his drunken moments, because there's been quite a few. Love it. And then Going Green says, Robin is one of the best on Potomac. If they get rid of her, they get rid of me watching anymore. Robin already explained why she did not talk about it. I hate all the haters. I mean, I know why she talked about it, but... It's still like you signed up to do a reality show and you know, you gotta, it comes with the good, the bad and the ugly, and you gotta talk about it.
Yeah. Also the whole season for her storyline was about her wedding and we didn't know why it was delayed. So I just feel like her whole storyline, like if you say she's one of the best, not if her storyline is false.
Right. Very true. All right, let's get into the news of the week. And Andy Cohen set the record straight about why he yelled at Larsa Pippen while filming the Miami reunion. During his radio show, he admitted that he wasn't happy when Larsa made a comment about Nicole Martin's three-year-old son, Grayson, and how he was conceived. He said, I usually don't editorialize, and I did with the Housewives of Miami. Basically, Larsa was kind of, it seemed to me, weaponizing to Nicole that her child was born out of wedlock. Like she was saying, I could be calling out that your son was born out of wedlock. And when you say I could be using something as a weapon, you're basically doing it, he added. And it was a little bit of semantics because Nicole kept saying, you called my son a bastard. And she said, I didn't. I just said he was born out of wedlock. And to me, to even bring it up, I said, well, that was an a-hole thing to say to her. And it was pretty, and I was pretty heated about it. Of course, Andy, as we know, he is a single father to two kids, and he took Larsa's comments to heart. He said, and it will come as no surprise to anyone why I got so heated. I have two children. I'm a single dad of two children. So there is no other person. There is no other parent. But I got super sensitive to the idea of that being weaponized. And that's why I jumped in there. And there you go. He did take to social media to apologize for yelling at Larsa, but I totally get it. And Larsa really had it coming for no, or really went in on Nicole, even saying that her job as an anesthesiologist isn't a real job. Like all she does is put people to sleep. It's like, no, it's much more complicated than that.
Go to medical school about that.
Right. So, yeah. Like this is a serious, serious job. So she really she makes some comments and doesn't really seem like she thinks about it.
Yeah, for sure. Team Andy on this one.
Yeah, definitely Team Andy.
Caroline Manzo spoke out for the first time since Brandi Glanville allegedly touched her inappropriately while filming Girls Trip season 4. She said on New York Live, "I can't say much only because it's not good for my headspace, but it took a lot for me to go back there." The Real Housewives of New Jersey alum explained that she returned for the Peacock spinoff with the best of intentions and the highest of hopes to do something fun after nearly a 10-year hiatus from Rob. I can't believe it's been 10 years.
I know, 10 years. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow, I've been watching this way too long. Right. She admitted, "Unfortunately, it didn't work out for me that way. I came home early at this point. I just truly don't have the space in my head to talk about it, so I'd rather not."
Give me season 4 of Ultimate Girls Trip. I know.
Yes. I know. Although I feel like they're only going to be in the first couple, like maybe 2 episodes. I'm making that up. I don't really know the timeline of things, but I feel like it's not going to be a huge part.
Probably. But I will watch. And, you know, the first 3 episodes of, you know, this new season of Ultimate Girls Trip dropped. And, you know, we talked to Alexia a little bit later. But, yeah, it seems like we just want to kind of skip over that and go right to the season 4 because of all this drama. But, you know, hopefully it's not after this, not another 10-year hiatus for Caroline, because I'm sure this definitely left a bad taste in her.
I'm afraid we might not see her on Bravo.
Yeah, so definitely.
I'm not sure. Right. Her family never got its own spinoff show, did they?
Yes, Manzoed with Children.
I love how I thought they didn't have one, but I knew the name of the show.
Right.
Where in my brain did he say? I have way too much Housewives info in my brain from way past.
Totally. All right. Well, let's move on to Bronwyn, because she has hit her breaking point. She hit her breaking point last year after her ex-husband, Sean Burke, allegedly emptied their bank account. So she sat down with Page Six and said, "It's the reason I did file for divorce. When you're still legally married, there's not a lot to protect you. So Sean had emptied out our joint bank accounts, unbeknownst to me." She alleged that he literally one day woke up and she had no access to any of her cards or money, and that's why she filed for divorce. So he, in response, said that any funds that were moved were used to pay the family bills. So back in December, she claimed that Sean had stopped providing financial support to her and her family. Her girlfriend, Jennifer, who she may have gotten married to in Vegas, she's been by her side, and she's actually moving with her to Franklin, Tennessee with her youngest children. This whole thing just seems so messy to me. It really does.
So messy. And she's moving to Tennessee.
Right. Yeah. She's moving to Franklin, Tennessee with her youngest kids. So it just, I don't know. I mean, I guess whatever works best for their family is good for them. And I don't want to judge how people are handling their divorce, but I guess I'm judging.
I'm judging, and it's messy.
Yes, I'm judging the messiness, and, you know, hopefully they work something out and come to some sort of agreement after all of this.
Yes. All right. Well, Lisa Rinna opened up to us actually this week about what life has been like without the Housewives cameras following her every move. She told us it's been heaven, absolute heaven. I mean, I've been to Paris and London. I've been able to travel and to go to fashion shows. And I mean, I'm really having the time of my life. This really comes right in where I am, kind of where I'm resonating. I'm having so much fun. It's perfect. Couldn't have come at a better time. Rinna announced, of course, that she was leaving the Housewives on January 5th after 8 seasons as a central cast member. I mean, her response sounds a little bit like she's overcompensating her, like, you know, like, "I'm so fine. I'm so fine.
I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm totally fine. Don't ask me if I'm okay." Yeah. I mean, you know, we all needed a break from Lisa, you know, I think on this show. And even Andy said recently that this is going to be a short pause. Who knows if that's actually true, and maybe she'll realize that it really is heaven without these cameras around her, and she wants to take a longer pause. But I don't know. I don't think we've seen the last of Lisa Rinna on The Housewives, though.
So. I agree. I don't think so either.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get into this week's Real Talk. And we caught up with Real Housewives of Miami star Alexia, who gave us the inside scoop on season 3 of Ultimate Girls Trip and why Leah McSweeney is the worst housewife. Take a look. I believe in the first episode, you play a game of like best and worst housewives from like the first like meeting. After you finish shooting, who is your best and your worst?
So I'll start with the worst. I think it was just Leah. Mm. You know, I felt that I didn't like the energy she brought into the trip. Mm-hmm. And I think my best, I have so many best. I mean, mm-hmm. I really, you know, loved Giselle and Portia and Heather and Whitney and Candace. I mean, I liked all of them. I mean, even Leah, you know, I just wish she would have been a little bit more, more warm, you know, and more like accepting and, you know, just made a little bit more of an effort.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, she can say the same thing about me, but yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, you're talking about you're at a dinner, you're talking about your previous marriage and like you're telling your story. And she said it was a snooze fest and it was boring. What was kind of your reaction to that?
I thought it was a self-reflection of herself because she came into the group, you know, being the snooze fest and the boring and just kind of like just calling attention in a negative way. Mm-hmm. So I was actually surprised because, you know, there's nothing boring about my story.
No, definitely.
And all the ladies wanted to hear, you know, Giselle asked a lot of questions and, you know, you can take it like the wrong way or the good way. I decided to take it in a good way because we only have like 7 or 8 days to get to know each other. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I like that she jumps, you know, straight to the point and she asks the questions that she wants to know.
Yeah. Leah also said that when you speak, it sounds like you're reading a script and that you suck the air out of the room. I mean, would you say
oh, she said that?
Yeah.
No, I think I'm super real. I don't think I have anything rehearsed or any kind of script. If not, I would be in Hollywood making movies. So no, I mean, I disagree with her, but maybe it sounded like that to her because she's heard the story so many times. So, you know, I guess like in her ear, that's what she was listening to.
Yeah. Did she warm up a little bit as the trip went on, or did she kind of have this wall up a little bit? And she, you know, Giselle made it seem like Leah just wanted you all to get drunk and be more entertaining. Did you feel that as well?
I don't know. I thought maybe she was even jealous that we were getting drunk and, you know, she wasn't drinking and, you know, I respect that and I applaud that for her, but just because, you know, she's not okay, you know, she doesn't want to do it, doesn't mean that she had to like mess it up for us. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's like how I felt about her.
Yeah. Would you go on another trip with her if they asked?
You know, I don't know. I'm always hopeful. So I'm hoping that she learned, you know, from that trip and that she next trip, you know, she'll come along and have some fun.
Yeah.
Whether we're drinking or not. I mean, I think everybody like, you know, you can have fun. It doesn't really, depend on your liquor. And I think like her mindset was like that. Mm-hmm. And it was just very unfortunate that she got sick. So, you know, I was really concerned about her and you can see because, you know, I've dealt with sicknesses before and emergency situations. Mm-hmm. So I felt really bad for her. I think, you know, that also kind of, you know, deducted like 2 or 3 days while she was, you know, not feeling well. Mm-hmm. So it was just, you know, she had like a lot of things going against her, I guess.
Yeah. So I watched the first 3 episodes of this season of Ultimate Girls Trip, which is streaming now on Peacock. And yes, she and Leah do not get along at all. This is really kind of nasty. I mean, Leah calls her boring, says that her, her story about her ex-husband put her to sleep. It's going to be a good season. And you see Whitney and Heather kind of going at it. And they were fresh off of their season. Candace and Giselle were fresh off their season. So a lot of that tension is still there. So I think it'll be a good season. Definitely.
I agree. I think I said it before. I would love to see Leah back on the New York Housewives, not the OG one. If we're ever getting that, the legacy one. But on the new one with new people.
Yeah.
And maybe her sister. I feel like she'd be like good to spearhead the new.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
New York City Housewives, even though she's been one before.
Definitely. All right. Well, let's recap this week's episode of Jersey. We head down to the Jersey Shore. And of course, when there's tequila and waxing people's bodies, things are going to get messy.
Yeah.
But before we even go down to the shore, Jackie, I have to give it up to Jackie for calling Danielle the clearance aisle snooki. I thought that was a dig, but a pretty good line.
Jackie is not holding back this season. And I love this Jackie. I mean,
I do love this Jackie too. Spot.
as a full housewife again in my book.
No, seriously. I feel like she's like auditioning all over again. She's like, I'm going to get my spot back. And
it's so silly. I mean, it must have to do with money and what they get paid, but like she's in every episode. She's in every scene. She's stirring up more drama than like some of the Real Housewives are. So she should just be getting whatever paycheck they're getting.
I totally agree with you. I feel like she's like putting in the work this season, and I enjoyed her storyline last year, and I wanted to kind of hear how she's doing. And I like Jackie as a housewife, but I do enjoy the new girls too. I think that they really do bring a lot to the show, which we needed. Mm. I thought it was weird going down to like, I thought it was very strange that Teresa said that she's never stayed at her brother and Melissa's house down in the Jersey Shore. Like, you've never stayed with your, like, this relationship, they just must not talk ever when the cameras are not around.
And never. I truly believe they never talk. I mean, I think going into the season, they were just as estranged as they were going into her wedding. And we're just seeing these kind of like fake scenes of them pretending to talk to each other. But you're right, they don't talk to each other off camera. It's crazy.
Yeah, no. Like you said before, Bill Aiden got completely trashed.
Here for it.
Totally here for it. He loves a good party. But, you know, you still see Jennifer and Bill trying to kind of navigate this new normal. They're going to therapy and, you know, trying to figure out, you know, she even says that Bill doesn't want his kids to be average. And if you say that, they're going to have an average life. It seems like, you know, a lot of pressure is put on Jennifer because, you know, he goes to work, then spends 5 hours in the pool house, and she's kind of maintaining the household and maintaining the kids. It seems like, you know, if they're not succeeding, then it's all kind of put on her.
Yeah, it is hard. I mean, I assume they can afford tutors and whatnot if they need them, but there is a lot of pressure on her. And yeah, there's a lot of issues that are getting uncovered with them this season. I'm just surprised that they're putting it all out there after last season and after what their kids went through last season, having to hear it from their friends at school. And I'm sure watching it at some point. So I'm just surprised they're putting this all on the show again, but at least she's being real. Cause we get mad at Robin Dixon for not being real. At least Jennifer Aiden seems to be showing her full life, or at least what we know of it.
Totally. Frank still has a problem with Pauly. It seems like he just can't let this go. Dolores will probably be the first to admit that it is very odd dynamic that they have, but it works for them. But now she's allowed to, you know, have happiness with somebody else. And if he doesn't like it, it's not really her problem anymore.
No, I know. I'm usually team Frank. I usually love him, but it's like getting a little old now. I'm just kind of like, let her be happy.
Right. Let her be happy. We finally found out why Melissa's family at first wasn't invited. And Teresa, she said it, she forgives, but this girl does not forget anything.
Oh, no. I think someone in this episode said Italians hold a grudge, and she sure does. I cannot believe that Louis went behind her back and talked to Melissa's mom about it. I mean, maybe not behind her back. It seemed to happen casually at like a thing, but that was weird.
It was weird. And the old Teresa, I feel like, would have like kind of raised hell about this and like been like really mad. Like if Joe Giudice did something like that, she would have no problem like telling him that like she had an issue. It just seems like she's like always trying to just keep the peace with Louis and not ruffle any feathers. But for him to do that and then to be like, and I just love that they're verbally inviting people to their wedding. Oh, you know, Marcus's mom, you come. Yeah. Like you get.
Well, there's no seating chart, so I guess it doesn't matter. But
That's true. We'll just throw up another chair. But
yeah,
it was a bit odd that he would go about. And I mean, like now that we're on the topic of Louis, I'm sure you saw the preview for
next. I was just gonna mention it. You don't even have to say it. It's all I could talk about after watching this episode. Okay, if you guys didn't watch the previews for next week, Louis says that he wears their father's pajamas to make the girls feel at home.
That is so bizarre. And like Joe Gorga's face is like, are you kidding me? Like, that's so bizarre.
That is strange, Louis. What goes on? Why? Why?
Why? And like, why even admit something like that? Why? Well, first of all, why do it? Why admit it? And like, I don't know.
He's still in the house.
Right. And that ick factor is just through the roof. It was funny. Like a lot of people on social media are like, you know, I was on Team Louis, and now I'm like, is this like just? No. I don't know. It's just
I'm questioning everything I ever thought about Louis now. And after the whole Tom Sandoval thing, I have a terrible judge of character.
Yes.
So I don't trust my instincts at all anymore. And also, like, do they get intimate with him wearing, like, her father's pajamas?
That's so, so creepy. So creepy.
Still in the house.
Right, right, right. And, like, whose idea was it to, like, wear the pajamas? Like, how does that even come up? Right, how does that even come up in conversation? Like, you want to wear my dad's PJs to bed to make the girls feel good? Like, so weird.
After watching that preview, I, like, forgot about the entire episode. I was like, I can't think about anything else.
I know, right? Oh, my God. Next week's episode is going to be good.
Yeah.
Before we get to all that, you know, Danielle was a topic of conversation because of her relationship with her brother and how they stopped talking because he blocked her on Instagram. I'm sorry, I can't say with a straight face, but like, it does seem like something is missing from this story.
Yes, for sure. I hope we get to the bottom of it. I'd love to talk to her brother and figure out what the real deal is. I mean, my brother's not on Instagram. He's 11 years older than me and just never really got into that. But he joined it once just to like see what his kids were doing. And I like tagged him in a family photo. He got so mad at me. He quit his like fake Insta, his Finsta. He was like, never tag me in a photo. Now I have to quit Instagram. Like,
I love that.
Do I have a rift? No, it was a funny moment. Like, so clearly there's more to this than like, he blocked me on Instagram. Like, who cares?
Right. Right. Who cares? And she's like made funny videos. It's, I don't know. It just seems like something definitely is missing in all of this. And maybe she doesn't want to bring it up. Cause like somebody said, maybe she's embarrassed by it. Maybe it makes her look bad. I have no idea, but I feel like there's definitely more to this story that we're going to find out soon enough.
I hope we find out. Yeah.
I do too. All right. Well, let's get into our social spotlight of the week. Who caught your attention on social media this week?
Well, Joe Gorga, got to give it to them. Even if I'm not always team Gorga, it was her birthday this week. He said, happy birthday to my queen. You're like a fine wine. And you know how that saying goes, love you, baby, Melissa Gorga. And he shared this throwback photo of them wearing white shorts, matching super, super orange tans. Looking good. Looking good in Jersey.
Looking good in Jersey. Love to see it. Happy birthday to Melissa. Mine goes to Luann because, I mean, she is in her 60s and she is just looking fantastic. Like a Bond girl coming out of this pool. I mean, she captioned it, keep on serving, you know what, hashtag Mexico. And, you know, I mean, good for her.
She looks incredible. Her and Kelly Ben Simone are really good friends. They like actually hang out off the show. I mean, well, Kelly Ben Simone's not on the show and might not be either anymore. I don't know. But they like actually hang out in the Hamptons. You've probably seen them, you know, having rosé if you've ever been out there. And whatever they're eating and drinking, I would do it because they both are like, I mean, they were both models, I guess, previously, but they just have never lost their figures. Yeah. It's amazing.
I'll have what they're having every single day. Love it. All right. Well, that is it for this week's episode of Getting Real with the Housewives. Let us know what you think about Ultimate Girls Trip, what your thoughts are on Jersey. Is Danielle hiding something? Definitely let us know. And keep commenting, keep subscribing, and we'll see you guys next week.